Hi everyone, it is your girl Tahai. I finally have so much time to myself due to coronavirus and I'm not working, so now I can dedicate my time to put some new content on my podcast and instead of thinking about coronavirus 24 hours. I know it is crazy with what's going on right now, but try to focus your energy on something positive. I'm not saying this to make the situation light by any means. I know people are dying, I know people are sick, and people are losing their job, and definitely the economy is unstable right now. But it helps our mind big time when we change our focus on something positive instead of feeding our mind the news 24 hours. I'm saying this because when I was living in Florida, I was living by myself at the time, and I thought watching the news all the time will help me be aware of my surrounding. It did. However, I was in constant fear. Going shopping by myself was painful. I had nightmares. I finally decided to do something about it and started searching books while I was feeling what I was feeling. And I finally got the answer one day at a Barnes & Noble reading something about our brain, and finally it hit me why I was living in constant fear. I was playing all the bad scenarios in my head the whole time, over and over. Before I go to bed, I watch the news. When I wake up in the morning, I watch the news. You know, I thought it would help me to be aware, but instead, all that bad scenarios was playing on my head over and over, and that's why I was in constant fear. On that day that I read about how powerful our brain is, I finally decided not to watch the news as much. Ever since I can do a lot of things by myself, and I was back to the old me, living my life fearlessly. And don't get me wrong, be informed. Know what's going on around you so you can make the best decision for you and your family. However, don't meditate on bad news 24 hours. Shift your focus to something you are grateful for. Research shows that for one negative news, find three things you are grateful for, and that will definitely make you feel better about yourself and your situation. There are a lot of things you can do to calm yourself down during this chaos. One is, and I know a lot of people don't talk about it, but exercise. Exercise, any body movement helps change our focus. The second one is meditation. 5 to 15 minute meditation helps you to be mindful on what's going on inside your head. So let's say if your thoughts are constantly negative the whole time, you'll be able to notice that. You'll see when you're thinking negative how it makes you feel, and then you'll see the difference when you are thinking positive. You'll feel the difference inside your body, and that's why meditation is very, very important. The other thing is, I know with, you know, our technology, most people don't like to read. But I suggest that reading a good book definitely helps you kind of, you know, change your focus shift. It definitely helps you out with stress. It definitely helps you out with what's going on right now. You know, it just takes away your mind from, let's say, coronavirus to something. At least, you know, for an hour, for a couple hours, it doesn't matter. It helps big time. So I wanted to conclude this by saying, stay safe. Please listen to the advice that social distancing is very important. I know young people, you know, were saying, oh, we're going to be okay. We're not going to get sick. But think about your mom. Think about your dad. Think about the people in your family that have a weak immune system. Think about your friends. Think about your neighbors. So it's not all about you. So when we're doing a social distancing, we're not doing it just for ourselves. We're doing it tell the community, for our family, friends. It helps big time. So all I'm saying is wash your hand, listen to the procedure, and stay safe. And just try to be positive, because I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Believe me. I listen to the news. I am informed. I just don't watch it 24 hours. But what I'm saying is try to be, try to find something to feel good about instead of just thinking about that, you know,